1 Timothy 4:4 says this, "For everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving." And I'd like to preach for a while this morning from the subject, made acceptable by giving thanks. Father, we thank you for this time together. Lord, I pray that you would help me to be accurate to teach your word. Lord, that all of us would understand what your word says about how important it is to give thanks, to have that attitude, God, and to understand that even times when we think that maybe thanks are not appropriate, Lord, we have reason to give you glory. We have reason to thank you for our lives and every aspect of our lives. So God, help us to understand that today, but then also to put it into practice. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanksgiving is generally approached as a day that we give thanks for the things that we have received. But as I read in this opening passage, it's not just about giving thanks for the things that we have received, but that we should not reject anything that God has out there in creation, because everything God has created, if used for the right purpose, has been created for good. It says, "For everything God has created is good, and nothing should be rejected," what? "If we receive it with thanksgiving." So we thank, we give thanks for what we have received, but this says that we receive it and make it acceptable because we give thanks for it. The Bible addresses a lot of different areas of things that we should be thankful for. Be thankful for the things that we have received, you know, materially, and blessings and those things in our lives. Things that we that have been done for us. We're thankful for things that people have reached out and blessed us by doing for us. We're thankful sometimes for things that are no longer a part of our lives. Things that we've been delivered from, things that we have been set free of. We're thankful, obviously, for our salvation, thankful for the people in our lives, and sometimes maybe those are things we're thankful that people have been removed from our lives. But there's a lot of different things we know that we're told to be thankful of, and certainly we're told to be thankful for Jesus and what he's done for us, we've received Jesus, and he has gotten rid of, you know, the sin of our life. He's gotten rid of the separation that comes through sin. So we have a lot to be thankful for. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18 says, "Be joyous always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Giving thanks is a powerful tool by which God knows we become people with healed hearts, minds, emotions, all these things. Because when we give thanks, I see here it says that it leads us where it allows us to be joyous. We can be joyous always. We can pray continually, be in fellowship with God, giving thanks in all circumstances. Now, I'll be the first one to confess, I do not give thanks in all circumstances. I know all of you do, because you're all much more holy and enlightened than I am, but I do not. But I believe that giving thanks, having that attitude of thanks, as it says, would affect us in other areas of our lives. Being joyous, going to God in prayer because we trust and believe that he hears and answers our prayer. This is interesting, you know, the idea, if we give thanks for things that we've received, and that generally is what we do. Lord, I thank you for this, this, and this. All things that we've received or things that have been done for us. I've really come to like this guy. Is kind of a writer, philosopher. His name is G.K. Chesterton. Really, guy's got amazing quotes, lots of great quotes. If you've never looked up or looked into G.K. Chesterton, you should look him up, okay? And this is a quote of his. It says, "The aim of life is appreciation. There is no sense in not appreciating things. And there is no sense in having more of them if we have less appreciation of them." Now, I know that that's a little bit, the way that it's structured there is a little bit. But he's saying it doesn't make any sense that God should bless us with more when we don't appreciate what we have. And so, yeah, I like old GK. He's all right. I want to look at 1 Timothy and read verses 3 through 5. Look at this. In a little fuller context this morning. 1 Timothy 4:3-5 says, "They forbid people to marry and order them to abstain from certain foods, which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and who know the truth. For everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, because it is consecrated by the word of God and prayer. So, if we look into this passage here with a little more context, Paul is comparing thankfulness to things people try to tell us to not enjoy. It's talking about abstaining from food. It says they forbid people to marry and order them to abstain from food. There's this negative twist on this, negative context of like, this is a negative, don't do this. This over here is a negative, don't do that. But he says it's not the doing of the thing that makes it negative or whether it's good or acceptable to God. It's whether or not we do what? Whether or not we're thankful for it, whether or not we give thanksgiving for it. So it's interesting what the power of thankfulness, I guess, is that it can take things that the world may consider as something we should not do or a negative, but God says, no, if you're thankful for it, then that's a positive. That's a good thing. And I bless it. I receive the thanks that you give me for it. He says, God, he says, that we should not abstain from things which God created to be received with thanksgiving. And that everything God created is good. In verse 3, Paul says, people who have faith and who know the truth can be thankful for those things that which operate by what I would say are religious standards, by religious standards that people are not thankful for. You know, a lot of religion, and I don't consider Christianity, I don't consider when if you're a Christian that it's not practicing a religion. Religion, you know, has all these do's and don'ts and all this kind of stuff. I believe, you know, Christianity is about relationship with the person, you know, of Jesus Christ. But religion will always tell you, you know, we do these things and we don't do these things. And so religion will often tell us, you know, don't do that. Don't marry. Abstain from food. Don't do this. This day is important and should be observed, and this day is not, and all these things. But that's not what this says. It says that we should be thankful for everything God has created is good. It is people who operate by religious standards will have negativity because they have things that are labeled that we should not do and things that are bad. He says everything God created when used properly is good and we should be thankful for it. What the truth is that God wants us to understand and have faith and our faith be strong so that we can receive what he's blessed us with and that we can be thankful for them. It is knowing the truth that God, everything he created is good and being thankful for them, operating in faith that makes them acceptable. We need to operate in faith. We know that faith is very important. Verse 4 says, everything God created is good and nothing is to be rejected. I have to admit, I struggle with that statement right there. Nothing is to be rejected. I don't know. I've run across a thing or two in my life that probably I should reject, it seems like to me. But it's just making the point. Nothing is to be rejected. What? If it is received with thanksgiving. Now, I would say this. The idea that it's received with thanksgiving means it has some benefit to it. There is a beneficial purpose for it, okay? So I am to receive those things, if I receive them with thanksgiving. But I'm only thankful for them if they bring benefit to me. There's a benefit to them. Verse 5, it goes on and says, we consecrate these things by believing God's word and prayer, giving thanks to God, and that he's provided them for us. It says, because it is consecrated by the word of God in prayer. So when we consecrate what God has blessed us with, then we can receive it. Consecration, the definition to consecrate means to make or declare something sacred, dedicated formally to a divine purpose. So that helps us understand why we should reject nothing. If we receive it and dedicate it to not to my purpose, not to my personal benefit, what I want or what, you know, makes me happy, but I dedicate it to a divine purpose, then he says it should not be rejected. Now, there may be things that I can't imagine how you dedicate it to a divine purpose. Okay, if it's something that can't, if you can't figure out how to get dedicated to a divine purpose, I guess then maybe you should stay away from it. But anything that can be dedicated to a divine purpose, then it says that we should receive it thankfully. In other words, we make something holy and sacred by or acceptable by recognizing God created it and it can be used for His purpose and to bring glory to Him. That's what makes it good. Things are made acceptable by giving thanks rather than us giving thanks for what man defines as acceptable. We make it acceptable because we've given thanks for it in our lives. This understanding can make a powerful change in our mindset on how we receive things from God and what we express thanksgiving for. Are there things, I mean, this is what I felt, when I was looking at this, what I felt challenged by is, are the things in my life which I currently I may not give thanks for or understand how they benefit my life, I should be more aware and more sensitive to the possibility that I'm missing blessings. And I'm missing blessings. I'm not missing a blessing not because they're not blessings, but because I'm not thankful for them. If I was really thankful for it, I could see and understand how it's a blessing to my life. And I spent some time just thinking about this, and I was able to produce a bit of a list of things that if I were really thankful for them, I would see them more as blessings. But I miss the blessing that they are because I'm not thankful for them. Now, I'm not going to go into my list. You'll have to come up with your own list. But I know for me, there are certainly things that I miss the potential blessing that God has for me, or just simply the peace of mind or the positive mindset that comes, the idea of being joyful about things, being happy about things, you know, gladly receiving something just because of my attitude and not recognizing it's not a blessing to me, not because it couldn't really be a blessing to me, but because my mindset is not one of thankfulness towards God. Let's look at some other passages that can help us maybe understand this thankful mindset a little bit more. Let's look at Romans 14, verses 1 through 4. Romans 14, verses 1 through 4 says this, "Accept him whose faith is weak without passing judgment on disputable matters. One man's faith allows him to eat everything, but another man whose faith is weak eats only vegetables. The man who eats everything must not look down on him who does not, and the man who does not eat everything must not condemn the man who does, for God has accepted him. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? To his own master he stands or falls, and he will stand, for the Lord is able to make him to stand." In verses 1 and 2, we see that faith here is a key element. It allows a person either to eat something, to expand. And the way I understood this is that my faith, believing God and everything He's made and provided for me is good. It's my faith that says it's good, and I believe it and I accept it, that everything God gave me is good, and therefore I'm thankful for it. It expands my horizons. It expands those things that I receive from God and attribute to God as being a blessing to me. It expands those things that I receive, where something might be disputable. Have you ever had, we've all had, as Christians, I'm sure, debates with people over something that is either good or not good, acceptable, not acceptable. They're disputable things. Have you ever disagreed with anybody on ideas of things that are Christian? Or do you find that all Christians agree 100% all the time on everything? Yeah, that got a joke, that got a chuckle, right? We don't. Those are disputable matters. Those disputable matters shrink what we accept and receive from God because they're disputable. But when we receive them with thanks and receive them with faith, we expand what we receive from God and what we recognize as being a blessing from God. If I expand what I recognize is coming from God as a good thing, then I have more things to be thankful for, right? And so we should not get hung up on these disputable matters. Now, I know that when I said that, you know, I mentioned the word vegetables. Half of you rejected it, right? I don't know what it is about vegetables that people just don't. I have a brother-in-law that will not eat a vegetable. I don't know how you can do that. He is my age, and to my knowledge, he has never eaten a vegetable. Do you know what I'm talking about? I mean, that's just crazy to me. I mean, so I know there are people like that. But when we receive it as a good, then it expands those things that we can be that we can receive with thanksgiving. I think that's important. I think that's significant, that the more that we see in the world and of the world and around us to be thankful for, doesn't that have to make you a happier person? If there's more in your world that you're truly thankful for, doesn't that have to make you a happier person? And wouldn't we all like to be happier people? I think no matter who you are, we'd like to see the world with more positivity. We'd like to be more happy with the world around us. A person's thankfulness makes it acceptable to God. It's not about, you know, so, and this is kind of an amazing thing to me. God's not sitting up there going acceptable, unacceptable. He's watching to see how we receive it and determine whether or not it's acceptable or unacceptable. Isn't that a really different way of understanding this? That God, we all have this idea that God has his whole, again, he's got his list or his pile of things that are acceptable, and then there are those things that are not acceptable, and he's already predetermined it. And yet we read that's not maybe the way it works in all. Now, I'm sure there are some things that are unacceptable. The thou shalt nots, unacceptable, okay? But many other things that we already think is already predetermined are not predetermined. God's waiting to see what we do with it as to whether or not it's acceptable or not acceptable. You didn't know you had so much power, did you? So if we give thanks for it, we need to look to expand our horizon, those things that we're thankful for. 1 Corinthians 10:30 says, if I take part in the meal with thankfulness, why am I denounced because of something I thank God for? Well, you shouldn't have eaten that. You shouldn't have had that. You shouldn't have participated in that. You shouldn't have done that. Well, why should I be denounced of something that I thank God for? Now, again, I'm not talking about violating commandments, okay? That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the fact that God has created this world and everything in this world serves a purpose. And when we use it properly for the purpose it was created and it is consecrated to God, then we can be thankful for it. And why should I be denounced of something I give thanks to God for? Colossians 3, 15 through 17 says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your heart to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him, and him being, of course, Jesus. In verse 15, it's interesting to me that Paul says that he connects peace and thankfulness. He connects the idea of peace and thankfulness. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Since as members of one body, you are called to peace and be thankful. So when we have peace, we can be thankful, and when we're thankful, we can have peace. I see those ideas connected, and just as we'd all like to have things in our lives that we are more that we have more thankfulness in our lives, and more things that we are happy with, that we'd all like to have more peace in our lives. Amen. Well, one way to do that is to recognize what God has done for us, what He provides for us, what He's blessed us with. Be thankful for it, and when we recognize, because what we're doing when we can receive more things into our lives with thanksgiving, what we're doing is we're seeing God at work in more of our lives. We're seeing God more in control. The more we see in our lives of God working, things we can be thankful for, the more we see that God is in control. And the more I believe that we believe and trust that God's in control, the more peace that we can have. Because he's in control. It's up to him. It's not me. So I believe that this idea of thankfulness and peace are strongly connected, and we all want more peace in our lives. Verse 16, in order to be grateful to God, it is his word that causes that. It says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly and teach you and admonish one another in all wisdom. Let the word of God teach us. God's word taught us here this morning. It taught us, rather than God looking at everything and already predetermined whether it's acceptable or unacceptable, God's word taught us that no, how we respond to it determines whether or not it's acceptable or unacceptable. See, that's something we learned here this morning. Why? Because God's word teaches us. So God's word teaches us, and we can understand the world around us better. And so as we do that, again, we can receive it and we can be thankful for it because God has provided for us. We also see in verse 16 that we receive insight to what really worship is. When we come here this morning and every Sunday morning in worship, it talks about it here. What's it say? It talks about singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. How? With gratitude in our heart. This is what worship is. One, we are honoring God for who he is, okay? Acknowledging that he is God, he is King of Kings, Lord of Lords, okay? But we are also singing and giving with gratitude for who he is and for what he's done for us. You could say that worship is a time of thanksgiving every time we come together for worship. Do we approach it like that? Do we understand that that's what we're doing? You know, it's not about, well, I like that song, I don't like that song. Or that's my style of music, that's not my style of music. It's about coming together and giving thanks to God because we do it with gratitude in our hearts. And when we come together, we sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. So I don't know for sure, but this may be saying there are different kinds of songs. There is different kind of music and all that, but it's all done with what? For the same purpose, and that is with gratitude in our heart. So whatever we do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord, giving thanks. Whatever we do, word or deed, whether it's what we speak, whether it's what we do in our actions, we are to do it in the name of Jesus, and that's what makes it good and acceptable, right? And we do it with what? Giving thanks to God through Jesus. So when we give thanks to God, we do it through the person of Jesus because we recognize it's because of him. And this is, I think, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do a good job of explaining this morning, but I think it's important. Giving thanks to God through Jesus. I mentioned religion earlier. When I think religion, I think of Old Covenant, Old Testament, do's and don'ts. And there's form and format to follow. You have to do this formula, okay? On this day, you do this, you follow this formula. The New Covenant changed all that. So when I give to God, I give thanks to God the Father through Jesus. If it isn't through Jesus, then I have to follow the old format. I have to follow religion. Old covenant. Some things are good and some things aren't good. Some things are acceptable and some things aren't acceptable. But when I do it through Jesus, it makes everything that I receive with gratitude acceptable to God. See how that changes it? The person of Jesus and what he's done for us has changed that system. That's why I think it is important that we give glory to and gratitude to the Father, but we do it through the person of Jesus. He's the one that allows the system, if you will, to say it depends on how you receive it as to whether or not it makes it acceptable. Otherwise, it's just going to fall under Old Testament Old Covenant rules, all right? And then we're back into the realm of religion. The way this verse is structured, it appears to say that we are to be thankful as we act, whether in word or deed. oftentimes we're thankful about something after the action has occurred. This, to me, says we need to be thankful in advance of the action. And that's what makes it acceptable, that I'm thankful for it before I do it. Okay, I don't cover my tracks with being thankful after I've done something. I prepare the ground in advance by being thankful before I ever do it. Let's close with this. Matthew 14, I'm going to read verses 19 through 21. And you'll all know this. It's the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. It says, "And he directed the people to sit on the grass, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven. He gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 baskets of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men besides women and children." So we see here Jesus has got all these people listening to him, 5,000 men plus men and women and children. So we don't know how many it is. It's a lot. He's got all these people sitting there, and he doesn't have any food to feed them. He's got no food to feed them. So what does he do? He takes what he has, and what's he do? He gives thanks. And then, through the giving of thanks, we see a miracle occur. We see that multiplied, the fishes and loaves multiplied, so that he is able to feed everybody that's there. Now, I'm not saying that this is going to happen every time we sit down at our meal and we give thanks. But I think it is significant. I'm not giving you a formula here. That's not what I'm trying to do. But I think it's significant that we see that Jesus gave thanks before the food was multiplied. Go back to old G.K. Chesterton. If we are not thankful for what we have, why should he give us more of something that we're not thankful for? And if you're not thankful for it, why would you want more of it? Do y'all have things in your life that you're not thankful for? I don't want more of it. If I'm not thankful for it, I don't want more of it. I'm not thankful for the onset of arthritis. I don't want more of it. I'm not going to thank God for that. But if we want more of something because it's good, it's God, then we can give thanks for it. Whether we think it's enough, the fishes and the loaves were not enough, but he gave thanks for it. And by giving thanks, I believe it opens up the opportunity that God can give us more. And so giving thanks is important. We always want to wait until we have if we're going, and many people do this, we wait to receive what we want, and then we're thankful for it. I need to be thankful for before I receive everything I want. Because I'm never going to receive everything I ever want that I want. Because I'm a selfish, fallen human being. If I'm waiting until I receive everything that I desire in life, I will never be thankful. And if my thanksgiving makes my life acceptable to God, and I'm never thankful, then I'm not acceptable to God. We're never going to have everything that we want in our humanity. That's not what Thanksgiving is about. I remember one time, and I was really surprised by this. I was at a pastor's meeting, a gathering of ministers when I was pastoring in California, and I shared a praise report. I had wanted to buy a Ford Explorer, and I knew I'd have to buy something used. We had just hadn't been at the church very long, and it was financially, it was a very challenging time in our life. But that's what I was hoping for. It's what I was praying for. And I remember finally, I'd searched everywhere. I couldn't find anything that I could afford or that was suitable or whatever. And I prayed, Judy and I, one last time, we're going to go look. And we prayed before we left the driveway. And we went out, and we went to this car lot. And boom, I found an Explorer for what I could afford. And it was a couple of years newer. It was a couple of years newer than what I figured I'd be able to buy. It was a real blessing. So we bought it. So I was giving this praise report. I found what I wanted. It was in what I could afford, and it was even newer than what I figured I could afford. And I had this pastor say to me, it's like, basically the effect is like, you're thankful to God. He thought I was staying as like, I was thankful to God because I got this vehicle. And I said, no. I said, you misunderstand. God didn't bless me. You know, I'm not praising God because he blessed me with this. God blessed me with this because I'm praise God in advance. I'm grateful to God for what I've done. You know, I love God. I serve God. We're faithful in our tithes and our offerings, regardless of what he does. And so because of that, we do that as a normal part. He's blessed us. I'm not saying that I'm praising God and thankful to him because he gave it to us. He gave it to us because we do that already. It's not, our praise to him, our love for him, our service to him, our being faithful in our tithes and offering are not based on what he gives us. We give it any regardless. We do those things regardless because of who he is. And that he deserves it, and that he saved us. And because of that, he brings blessings into our lives. So being thankful in advance opens up so much more joy, so much more happiness, so many more things that we see God at work in our lives and that we give him credit for. And because of that, we can have more joy and we can have more peace that we thank. If we want more of it, the good thing to do is not say, God, I've got this much, but I'll be really thankful when you give me this much. Be thankful for this much so that he knows that it's acceptable and he can give you this much. Amen? Thankfulness is not to be simply based on what has been done or what we have. It is to be based on faith and on what God's word teaches us and promises us. We do it because God's word says to do it. And when we do that, then we see God bring more blessings into our lives. Our lives and everything in it is made acceptable by our giving thanks to God in advance, regardless of what our experiences have been, regardless of what we have, regardless of what we have received in our lives. We give God thanks in advance. And it's our giving of thanks that make those things in our lives acceptable to him. And I know that you're here this morning because you want to be acceptable to God. Amen? And so we give him thanks in advance. And let me just close with this. Another quote. W.J. Cameron said this, "It is literally true, as the thankless say, that they have nothing to be thankful for. He who sits by the fire, thankless for the fire, is just as if he had no fire. Nothing is possessed save in appreciation, of which thankfulness is the indispensable ingredient. But a thankful heart hath a continual feast." I like that. Be thankful for what we have. If we aren't thankful for it, it's like we don't even have it. If we're not thankful for the fire, then apparently we're sitting there feeling like we don't have a fire because we don't have the right attitude about it. It is our thankfulness that makes it acceptable to God. I think that's pretty neat that I have a role to play in that equation.